The National Weather Service reports hazardous travel conditions are likely from late tonight through Friday morning. It will start off as a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain before transitioning into heavy snow by midday tomorrow. Moderate to heavy snow is likely at times tomorrow afternoon before ending late Thursday night. Gusty northwest winds may hamper efforts to treat roads on Friday morning. Those conditions aren't great for traveling, and it could cause delays at airports and prevent delivery trucks from getting out. However, it's unlikely to do much in terms of disrupting COVID-19 vaccine delivery. FedEx and UPS use both air and ground transport to get the vaccine to healthcare providers in the Northwoods. Both companies declined interviews on the topic but sent me statements. UPS says it closely monitors every package of COVID-19 vaccines and says it can, quote, step in with contingency plans should it appear that a package might be delayed. Both UPS and FedEx use GPS devices and other technology to track the exact location of the vaccines and their condition. Since the vaccines require strict temperature conditions, the companies are able to store them safely if it looks like they won't reach their destination in time. Local vaccinators I spoke with say a vaccine delivery a day or two late won't disrupt appointments. Aspirus, for example, says it schedules appointments for the supply it has. It doesn't anticipate this storm having any impact on its ability to receive the next shipment. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.